Hello, and welcome to Season 3 of Kaiju on the Brain, where I am joined today by...
JJ Darkfire.
And Elder Tenchi.
And we're here to discuss GVK. Who do y'all think's going to win, bitches?
GVK?
Well...
That's Oliver's Kong. Everybody in the community, Kaiju community knows what GVK is.
Well, as far as the W, we all know that it's going to go to Kong, because
no,
that's
it's not
how
going to
set
Harry
it
Cheeks.
Wait, 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 hold it. Okay? Let's just break it down for a second, okay? The trailer dropped at the point of this recording, and it's dropped today.
At noon.
Which is
I literally tracked it down.
And how many times have you watched it at this point?
Many. Many times.
Right. So, not to mention the news about it being pushed up to March when it was
That was even better when I heard that news.
What was the original release date?
May 26th, 2021.
And they pushed it up after having that little spat with Warner Bros. Having that little spat with Legendary and Netflix.
Well, I see where Legendary was coming from on that.
So what was the deal with that? I only read
because Legendary, okay, Netflix originally offered up, I think over $250 million to stream GVK on their platform because. They have all the Toho Godzilla shit coming out. We got Singular Point coming out.
Yep.
They got the anime trilogy out there. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And it actually would make more sense for it to run on Netflix because Netflix is worldwide.
However,
HBO Max is limited to the America.
Right. At this moment in time, it is.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And the thing is, Warner Brothers didn't even look at the Netflix deal because they're so focused on getting their HBO Max numbers up. Or
right.
else they're going to have to X-nay it.
I mean, it's not...
And without Legendary's permission, said they were already going to slate GVK out on HBO Max without even letting Legendary know. When they made that announcement, it was when Legendary and all the actors, everybody found out that was happening.
Now, that was crazy because they didn't tell any of the studios that they worked with that their movies were coming out, you know, all...
Simulcast.
Simulcast between theaters. And this whole deal, they didn't tell anybody until after the announcement was made.
Yeah.
As a result of that, they've lost, not subscriptions, but they've lost people that they worked with. They're like, you know what, we ain't working with you anymore.
Now, and Legendary filed the lawsuit, but they were able to settle something. Something because GVK is going to be shown on HBO Max.
Right. So.
So unless Warner Brothers literally paid out the cost of the movie to Legendary, so that Legendary can make something back from this, because you know right now with the whole pandemic and everything, the cinemas really aren't open.
Right.
But here's one thing: how's about we X-nay on that issue and focus more on the trailer?
Well, yeah, I just wanted to...
You wanted backdrop
like
information.
Quick, you know, backdrop information for those who may not know.
That was
a little
but
extra.
We're all fellow podcasters and YouTubers. We all pay attention to the news and the telly. All
right.
So, on with the trailer. Big J.
You go.
No, I go last. I leader of this group. Big J, I want to hear your opinion.
My opinion on the trailer.
Yes. Start to end. Was it actually able to keep your interest to actually pique it for the movie?
Actually, my interest peaked with wanting to watch that movie more towards the end of the trailer, watching that badass scene with Kong just taking in that nuclear blast that Godzilla threw at him and just smacking him in the face with it.
Word.
So that really like put me at the edge of my seat and it was like, oh shit, this is going to be some hot shit. I got to watch
this. And
that's
probably the end of the movie.
That's probably, yes, the end of the movie, but that was, like, the best scene out of the trailer that I've seen so far.
I actually kind of like the scene where Kong was throwing around the Nazukis, the war bats. Mm. Those serpent things with the wings.
Yeah.
That was pretty cool, too.
Yeah, I got a feeling that the big man is going to take the W for this one. I feel like that's what they're setting up for in the trailer.
But it would kind of suck because they spent this whole franchise is focused around Godzilla.
Well, it's focused around both Kong and Godzilla.
They spent more time building Godzilla up. Like how in the Marvel Cinematic Universe, they spent the time building Iron Man up. Who wound up sacrificing himself for the Avengers to win in the last... And what was it, Infinity War?
Yeah.
Or Endgame.
Endgame. But they get, you know, but unlike the unlike the Marvel Cinematic Universe, like the only two monsters to have their own movies have been Zilla and Kong. Right now, Zilla has two more movies other than, you know.
This is the third Godzilla movie, and this is the second Kong movie.
So really, that's the biggest thing that I've seen. Like, yeah, you're gonna build up Zilla more because he's the flagship. You know what I'm saying? He's the flagship, really, for all of this. So yeah. It makes more sense to, you know, to build him up more. But I'm sorry, Jay. Were you finished with your statement?
No, sorry. That's fine. You could have gone.
No. I mean, you've seen every MonsterVerse movie with me, right?
Not every.
Which one haven't you seen?
There's a lot.
There's only four, three.
We're talking. We're talking about
the most current. There was the Shin Godzilla.
That's not on the. I'm talking about from Legendary Pictures.
We talking?
Yeah, 2014.
Yeah, I saw that one.
King of the Monsters.
I did not see that one.
You didn't see that one?
No.
Where he fought the three-headed dragon?
No.
And became bright orange?
No.
To be fair, I haven't seen that one yet either.
Okay, right. I know what we're doing next weekend.
I'm going to be busy next weekend.
It's on HBO Max.
I don't have
HBO I'm not Max. Trying to support HBO Max right now because the only reason I'm supporting it is because of Godzilla vs. Kong. Well, no, actually, I can't say that because they got a lot of good shit on there. Fuck.
I'm about to say.
They do have a lot of good shit up there.
Great slate of.
But what do you think content. Made the disturbance for Godzilla to run Rampage?
That's what I don't know. We haven't figured that part out yet. But I mean, it's even stated in
Mecha Godzilla that showed up in the beginning? Or do you think it's King Ghidorah?
Well, either way, I'm thinking it's going to be a Batman v Superman scenario.
All right, you want to elaborate on that? You think that they're just going to piece it up and
no, what's going to happen is because it is stated in the movie, their species are always at war.
Yeah,
because they're two alphas. Uh-huh. I mean, major alphas, mm-hmm. like Omega level alphas, mm-hmm. which is why Kong don't bow to Godzilla and Godzilla don't bow to Kong.
Right.
But I mean, what we've got going on is
I heard it.
I mean, what? What we've got going on, and from what I can picture out from the trailer, is that if you actually pause it right in the beginning where the people are running down the stairs, yeah. you can get a good shot of Mecha G. But, so far from the guy, it was last year, they leaked a lot of info with Mecha G, King Ghidorah, and King Ghidorah is supposed to play a role in here.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
From the missing head at the end. Oh, I can't say that because that's spoilers. End credit scene. You'll understand.
Okay. So do you think it's either King Ghidorah or the Mechagodzilla that
could be both
disturbance?
It could actually be both. For all we know, Mechagodzilla could be using the Orca to cause a disturbance, which is what's rallying everything going on, you know, rah, 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 rah. But what I want to know is what is leading Godzilla toward Kong? Because, like I said, Mecha G could be setting the disturbance, which is throwing Godzilla off from his normal protector status, and he's attacking the humans.
Yeah, that's what we got based on the trailer.
But there's something provoking him. We just don't know what it is yet. And hopefully they don't reveal it in another trailer. That would suck.
Yeah, that kind of would. I hope they don't. Hopefully they could just leave it at this trailer.
That's what I'm saying. Just leave it at the one trailer. We're only about a month away, 2 months away from this movie.
Yeah, they might as well.
Yeah, there's no need for another trailer. We got what we need. Everybody's all excited, especially that fucking that helicarrier fucking battle fight scene. Mm-hmm. That was awesome. Mm. That was suck that Godzilla took that punch. Sorry, Team G all the way, man.
I know
you, even Team to his G. dying breath.
I know you, Team G. But how do you feel if it is indeed Kong that takes the W?
Kind of. I'm not going to say it's not going to sit well with me because of all the time they put into building Big G up in the movies. You know what I mean? As the protector of humanity, the balance of nature. Mm-hmm. A lot of people say it's the passing of the torch movies because he's not known as King Kong in the in this MonsterVerse. He's just known as Kong.
Yeah.
I don't agree with that, but one of them will fall in this movie.
Yep, that's what they said.
And I'm kind of hoping it's not the Big G, But if he winds up taking the L, I hope it's in a fucking badass way.
I hope so too. But you keep in mind, they also said that Kong bows down to no one in the trailer.
Yeah, and
so that's why I'm saying they're setting up to give him the W.
No, it doesn't mean that they're going to give him the W. For all we know, they could just respect each other at the end of their fight.
Yeah.
And make it a draw. That would be so fucking lame after saying one will fall.
I would be very disappointed
if they did that. That's a fucking cop-out. And that would actually aggravate me
too. And the only other reason I would think Big G is going to be losing is because after this movie, his rights revert back to Toho. And they can't make any more movies. Unless they pay to renew the license.
Which they probably will.
No. Toho wants to make their own Godzillaverse.
Who said they couldn't? They made Shin Godzilla when this whole thing
was going on. it's for everybody off because we had the same issue back in 98. When Godzilla 98 came out, and then 2 years later, we got Godzilla 2000, and it was the same continuity.
Well, here's what happens when you have the same... Here's what happens when you have the same names in two different universes. Like, they got Gojira, but they still use Godzilla in other ways, right? Same thing with, you know...
Because that's what he's most known for, is as Godzilla.
Right. You know, but just like, okay, just like what we've done with the Power Ranger / Super Sentai franchise.
Yeah.
Right? Like when the Power Rangers movie from a few years ago made its way to Japan, they had a trailer telling people about the history of Power Rangers in America and what that meant to the American people. So that way the Japanese can understand where this continuity is coming from, because they know Sentai, right? Which is different. Now with Godzilla, we have a similar history with that, except... Yeah, we have a very similar history with that. We added our own little continuity into it. We added our own characters into it. We even let him keep his name and powers in certain respects. So if it does revert completely back to Toho to the point where this is going to be the end game for us.
Well, it won't be the end game for Monsters, because they still got Kong.
Right, they still got Kong, and Kong's not Japanese, but. But what I'm saying is, like, if this ends up becoming like the end game for Godzilla, then that's more of a reason to give him the win. Now I want to know, as far as the humans in this story,
the trailer really didn't give much info when it came to the human element, except that they're trying to.
Well, what about that? You know, what about the. You know, the girl who knows Kong. She can communicate with Kong.
In order to actually understand what's going on with that,
yeah,
we got to either see the movie or read the prequel book to the movie that's coming out, that's tied into the book.
Can we talk about the books a little bit and how they tie into this? Do you know how deep they go?
As far as I know, the next Kong comic coming out from Legendary, it is a prequel to this one. And it's supposed to explain all the events prior to GVK. He saves a baby to protect the child, and then eventually it gets taken away, and then he's fighting a giant bat called Kamazot. That's as much detail as I know.
Do you think, like, if you got more information about it, that would make a good episode?
Yeah, well, like, I gotta read the book.
Like, I'd say...
Because all the comics that have coming out are tied right into the movie.
Right.
Into the Monsterverse.
So would you want to talk about it prior to the movie's release, or do you want to wait until after the movie's done and then we go backwards?
No, it depends on when the comic books get released.
Right. True.
Either the books are going to be released before the movie or after the movie. Mm-hmm. But there's also one for Godzilla, too.
If we do touch base on the comics, then it would be preferable if at least the three of us did read the comics so we knew what the heck we were talking about.
Well, yeah, but, you know...
I always read the comics.
You know, he's...
Those are the only comics right now I'm actually purchasing.
He's in the driver's seat here. I just want to get more information from.
But see, sometimes too much information is bad for bad for brain. Sometimes you just need to shut off and enjoy.
Like, really, when there is more story that adds to this, that's all I want to know. I want to know, like, because he's the one that brought the comics to my attention.
Mm-hmm. I did?
Yeah, you did. Earlier today, you were on the phone, you mentioned them. I'm like, oh, wait, there's comics that go straight into this.
Yeah, because before King of the Monsters came out, we had Godzilla Aftershocks. Mm-hmm. And that tied in the events between 2014 and King of the Monsters. Mm-hmm. Which it also explains why his dorsal plates were different.
Okay. Now, see, I ask because while you are over here saying too much information is bad for you, you're over here analyzing every little bit of the trailer.
Well, so, I want to make sure I give a good, accurate description of the trailer.
Well, I knew you were going to, but like I said earlier in this recording, how many times have you watched the trailer?
But going back to the comic book tie-ins, after 2014 came out, there was something called Godzilla Awakening, which is a prequel comic to the whole Monsterverse, which explains Godzilla's awakening, all that, and chasing different Dalmutos, and explains Dr. Serizawa's backdrop. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I have all those books.
Yeah, honestly, I think this would make a good.
You could look for digitals.
You know,
they'll come out on digital too. So
and if I know free online, then
there are ways to get them free. Then I won't, because I'll purchase them.
But I won't go that far back. I just want to know
enough to follow where everything else is leading up to for this, you know. But hey, this movie itself has had an interesting journey.
Yeah, it was supposed to come out last year.
And
well, everything got pushed back because of COVID. So
yeah, and
stupid fucking pandemic.
And we know that
still dealing with it, but
we're still dealing with it. But everybody, we're hoping everybody, everybody's safe, you know. And I'd rather be safe and watch it at home with and thankfully there's no extra fee, you know.
This time,
at least with watching it, because it's only gonna be available on HBO Max for about a month.
Yeah, 31. So, a month after it's gonna be out for only a month after release.
Just like what they did
with 84,
with Wonder Woman 84, and the rest of the yearly slate they got coming up soon. So. You know, HBO Max is worth it for that alone. Like, if you're still on the fence about getting a HBO Max subscription, just think about the stuff that you're anticipating that will be on that platform. It's coming sooner than later. You know,
mm-hmm.
It's not gonna be Disney, but,
no, I don't think. I think Disney's not doing that again.
No, they're not.
I think they learned from their fuck up last time.
Yeah, they're not doing the. They're not going to do a fee on top of you're already paying $7 on $12 for it with the bundle. But we know all of this is just going to be temporary because once it's safe to go back to theaters regularly again.
I know. I think once this stuff is over and done with this pandemic thing,
yeah.
I don't think the world's going to be the same.
Oh heck no! It's already changed. It's already changed.
Honestly, I think theaters are going to be obsolete. They're not going to reopen them. I think they're done. Especially now that you can just literally make the movie and put it on a streaming service.
Well, also it's once everything is all said and done, and you know, and people don't have to worry about things getting pushed back because somebody has the virus. You know, I mean, hey, the question is, are people going to want to go back to the theaters again?
No. I guarantee you they won't.
Like, honestly?
Well, if we're getting access to movies from home that will go straight to the theater, I mean, there's no point.
Yeah, but that only is...
Though, I'm not gonna lie, I would love to see GVK on the big screen.
Right.
That's not worth my health.
Truth. No. But that's only occurring because of the pandemic right now.
Truth be told, you can have your own projector and you could just do it that way, too.
Yeah.
Oh, big screen, I can watch the movie on the wall.
Yeah, plus you wouldn't have to... Plus, I know we don't always get, like, concessions, is where most of the movie theaters make their money. But, you know, get your dinner. It's like, hey, yo, honey, you want to watch something on the big screen tonight? Bam. Here we go.
Yeah, that'll be the way to go moving forward, I honestly think.
Yeah.
Yeah, but at the same
time. If you actually look at it in the long run, right now it might not look it, but in the long run, they're going to make more money.
They're just trying to figure it out.
Well, the streaming services will anyway.
Yeah. Well, yeah, they're going to go on the streaming services. But also, if you look at it this time, if that's what they're going to do, start releasing major motion pictures on your streaming services, then your streaming service is probably going to go up too.
Yep.
Well, it's gonna have
to. I mean, I don't see it being no more than like $25 a month max when it happens.
It's
a bit high.
But you're also putting big budget movies on there.
I know, but Netflix is getting big budget movies too, and they just raised their price, but not that high. And they're also doing a, you know, a releasing something new every day for the next few months. They have all this coming, you know, all this coming soon. So,
but, yeah, I know. I'm waiting for Singular Point.
Right, but all of
I thought that was supposed to be this month.
No, April. No,
April.
April.
No, actually, I think it's supposed to be this late for March or April. Yeah. One of the two.
So I got a question for you. When we talk about Singular Point, is it going to be on your show or all the Tackle Labs?
Actually, it can be on both at once.
I'm about to say, because it goes into both categories.
Yeah.
You know, so...
That'll be a crossover episode.
You know, well, yeah, I mean, kind of, but...
Otaku Kaiju on the Brain Labs.
Yeah. The Otaku Labs Kaiju special.
Basically.
There you go.
Yeah.
Featuring Kaiju on the Brain.
The Singular Point special.
Okay.
Singular Point special.
So,
yeah.
What, like a 30-minute special?
I think... Depending on how much we get out of it.
How much content we can get out of it. Yeah,
let's see how much we get out of it first, you know, because they're going to drop all it at once, unless you're... Yeah, they're going to drop it all at once.
It's on Netflix.
Yeah, you know? I know. I'm just saying, but why are we figuring this out during the...
Well, because we're still... Because you know,
this is just the Kaiju on the Brain episode.
It's Kaiju stuff. But,
it's all Kaiju related.
Yeah. But, so who else are you... Who else are we expecting in this movie?
As in,
who else did you see in the trailer? I saw a few in the trailer, but I can't identify everyone.
Well, humans or Kaiju?
As far as Kaiju.
Well, from what the trailer is given, I mean, we see little bat creatures. And then, as I mentioned before, we got the war bats / Nozuki. Mm-hmm. Those giant serpent things with the red ribbed ring. Cobra looking thingies.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
They seem to fly.
We got Mechagodzilla.
But you have to literally pause the trailer just to catch him.
Potential King Ghidorah.
Yep. But they're also talking about... And it's not just Godzilla and Kong fighting.
Right. Exactly.
Mm-hmm. There's supposed to be other...
They said a war.
So. Yeah, it's basically a war. And from what it's looking to be... I know fucking... Scylla's supposed to have a fight scene. I don't know about Queen Muto or Mama Muto. What the hell is his name? The sloth-looking one, Behemoth is supposed to have a fight. I'm honestly hoping he fights Kong.
Behemoth?
Yeah. You haven't seen GVK, Godzilla, King of the Monsters yet.
No.
So, do you understand what's going on in GVK? You have to watch King of the Monsters.
Yeah, which means I'm going to have a double feature soon.
Why? Which ones haven't you seen?
I didn't see either one. When you guys went to go see the first one,
what, 2014?
For 2014, I didn't go with y'all. I think I had to work that day. And then when
I could have sworn you was there.
No, it was you and Nab went.
Me and you, me and my brother went and saw it.
Right. So, and also we're gonna be watching it over here, right? Yep. So do you? You know what? Never mind. I'll ask you that off mic. Honestly, this is just my thing. I am so glad they didn't tell us the entire movie in the trailer. So
for all you know, they did.
I am so glad that
you don't know.
It was short enough where it didn't feel like they were telling us the entirety of the film in just that short, you know.
You know what I like about the trailer the most?
Hmm? What?
That it mostly focused on Godzilla and Kong.
Right.
True.
You know what I mean?
We only saw a little bit of the humans, but everything else was about that fight.
Yeah.
So, who knows? Maybe it's going to be non-stop action.
I mean, that's...
Hopefully they don't run into the Gypsy Danger in Hong Kong.
Which mean? Who,
Pac Rim.
Okay.
The fight with Otachi took place in Hong Kong.
Okay. I got you. You know what's funny? I think the mic picked up that guzzle.
It probably did.
But, like I said, all in all, I'm looking forward to this movie. I'm looking forward to Singular Point. I'm looking forward to a lot of new stuff and new content coming out for this episode. I mean, this season.
Nice.
Love so, it. Please do pay attention to us. Keep the lookout, because we're always uploading new content every time we get a chance. This was Kaiju on the Brain, Elder Tenchi, the Zilla Grimm, and JJ Darkfire. It was a blast having this discussion, and we hope you enjoy this session. So please, stay tuned for the next episode.
And keep stomping them cities.